you know, it's a little early, but I'm just going to enjoy my day. I don't want to think about anything else.
I don't want to think about my rights. I don't want to think about global warming. I don't want to think about any... Come on. Can't people just relax?
Can I just get on with my day?
Which brings us to the weather report. With weather report. Oh, Jesus. What's going on? Oh, man. All right, don't worry. I got it. I got us covered. Sorry about that. Anyway, as I was saying, this is our weather report, as always, with weather report. There it is. That's a little better.
You know, Joe, I'm really glad you asked about the weather. Because it looks like we're going to be getting some rain tomorrow, actually.
Really?
And it looks like it's going to drop in temperature. It's not going to be too nice tomorrow, folks. We're looking at a high of 43 and a low of 39 tomorrow with an 80% chance of precipitation. On Tuesday, it's also going to be rainy with an 80% chance of precipitation, high of 49, low of 42. Wednesday, we're getting some cloudy weather. No participation from the crowd. No precipitation from the clouds. High of 59, low of 43. Later in the week, it's going to get a little sunnier. Doesn't look like it's going to break into the 60s like it did today anytime the next few days. So this was an anomaly.
All right. Well, I'm glad we enjoyed it while it lasted.
See, global warming looking like it's not too real to me.
But believe what you want. Keep listening to the liberal media if you want to. All right. Great. Thanks so much, Zan. It's 11:01. You're listening to Funky Uncles on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM and WMFO.org. If you're one of the 10, let's see if it's still 10 people listening here.
I think we dropped
on
off.
On WMFO.org. You think so? Let's see. Let's find out. Oh.
Killing me. It's killing me.
Yeah, you're right. We lost one.
I was going to guess we had 9.
So whoever stopped listening?
You know what?
Thanks a lot.
Why don't you suck a lemon, as they say, all right? Brush your teeth and go to bed, is what I say.
Yeah.
I wish I could do that, but I can't. I have to write this goddamn paper.
Me too. Wow, it's rather warm in here. Would you agree with that? I mean, you're wearing a sweater.
I'm feeling light.
Really?
I'm feeling okay.
I guess I'm just crazy then. All right. What's next? Zan.
You know what? I feel like we gotta take use of these safe harbor hours.
No, I know. Well, I'm looking right now through the...
I'm looking at the most profanity possible.
I'm trying to spread everything out. Looking at the most profanity that you could find. Oh, all right, here we go. I don't know if this really counts as the most profanity you could find, but this is a project. You know what? This guy, they say he's putting Boston on the map, the hip-hop map.
Which one?
Cousin Stiz. You heard of him?
Yeah.
It's him.
I think so.
He's friends with Michael Christmas, who's really the only other rapper
who's
from
hot
Boston.
Right now.
Yeah, exactly. And yeah, he's got some cool stuff here.
Yo, Boston can't rap.
Well,
I'm just
that's,
kidding. I'm just being like probably anyone in the world.
Yeah, probably, but except
in the
for
United
now.
States.
So this song, I mean, I could just play this one song that got a lot of. This song, apparently, there was an Instagram video of Drake listening to this song on his birthday last year.
Yeah, I have heard about this.
Yeah. So we can play that one. It's a good one. It sets a motif for the rest of the, I guess it's an album. It's pretty long. I don't know if it's a mixtape or what, but I'm going to call it an album. Yeah, why don't I go with that? I'll go with that. I think this captures a lot of what he's about. Check him out. Cool guy. Oh, my God. It always does that. But, okay. It's all right. We're going to go ahead and play this now. 11:03, Funky Uncles, Cousin Stiz.
To the money, love the drugs. Shout out to the money from the drugs. It's just a drug show of money love. Shout out to the money from the drugs. Shout out to the money, love the drugs. Shout out to the money from the drugs. Shout out to the money, love the drugs. I need some money, I call my plug. Yo, she always showing me extra love. She always throwing me extra drugs. I don't ever be up in the club. I'm in the cut and I'm counting up. Yo, bitch hit me when she needed dub. I told that hoe, get her money up, man. Hey, but I'ma bust that play anyway.
I don't turn money down any day. I don't got no job, I work the stank. Bro ain't got no job, he work the drink. Back in high school, I would work the pills. These bitches rolling, I'm copping feels. Taxing the lame, I ain't got no deals. Coming where I'm from, that shit was real. OGs be trapping all out the wheels. All of the risk for some extra bills, man. Hey, yo, most them bad bitches do blow for real. Can't spend the night cause them hoes will steal. Shout out to the money from the drugs. Shout out to the money, love the drugs. Shout out to the money from the drugs. Shout out to, shout out to the money from the drugs. Shout out to the money, love the drugs. Shout out to the money from the drugs. Shout out to the money, love the drugs. My weed supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. We got abundance of drugs and you counting your roaches. If the feds come in, then don't tell them where all the dope is. Yo, fuck around, letting us in jail, and now all of us hopeless. Yo, talking about how you get money, your jewelry bogus. Yo, my niggas told me to take over, I gotta stay focused. Go. Hey, I finesse you, watch your bands, and you won't even notice. I make it happen like magic, hocus pocus. Hit this bowl, bitch, cause I love it when you smoking. Hey, she bust and plays for daddy, that's a bonus. She tell me that I'm the realest, I already noticed. Fill it with Trojans and Magnums, that's golden, no, I'm not proposing. Shout out to the money, love the drugs. Shout out to the money from the drugs. Shout out to the money, love the drugs. Shout out to the money from the drugs. Shout out to the money, love the drugs. Shout out to the money from the drugs. Shout out to the money, love the drugs. Shout out to the money from the drugs. Shout out to the money, love the drugs. It's just a drug show on money love. Shout out to the money from the drugs. Shout out to the money, love the drugs. Shout out to the money from the drugs. Shout out to the money, love the drugs. Shout out to the money from the drugs. Thank you.
Looks like we have a new caller. Who's on the line?
Really? Oh, this is Astronaut Bill calling from down south.
Astronaut Bill is our South Carolina correspondent. Funky That's Uncles, right. We have people on the ground in every single state. Astronaut Bill's going to give us the report from South Carolina this evening.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. It looks good from down here.
What does it look like? What does the north look like from down there? What's your view of up here?
Well, so here's the thing. Everybody from up north, you know, they're up on this little pedestal that I like to call Democrats. And Democrats, they don't know what they're, you know, they don't know what they're talking about. And down here, we see with clear eyes, cold hearts.
Yeah, I see that. Actually, I can't see that.
It's kind of like Oklahoma. You just look out over the plain, you see a cloud from 3 days away. You know, down here, if you eat cat food, no one minds. So, you know, with my new diet of eating Bojangles chicken fried chicken, I've been exposed to some new artistry that I would like to impose.
Have you had Bojangles yet?
Have I had Bojangles? No.
That's a fast food chicken chain down south. Bojangles is the name.
Have you had it?
No.
Is it supposed to be good?
But yeah, but they're all over. You can, you know, you drive around South Carolina and they're everywhere.
How many did you see when you were dropping Cooper off?
Probably three or four.
You mean Astronaut Bill?
Yeah, sorry. Astronaut Bill. When the spaceship landed, how many did you see on the way when you were coming through
Maybe
the atmosphere?
Maybe three or four. They got them out in the ozone layer for the hungry astronauts. There are a few franchises out there.
You can stop on the border. You know, it's kind of like, you know, you get to the ozone border and there's this really nice rest stop.
Right.
Where you can buy cowboy hats and Virginia bumper stickers.
Yeah, they want to make it feel like home for Astronaut Bill and the others that go out into space. Mm-hmm. Bill, when's your next trip?
They really only advertise Virginia, is what I've come to learn.
Right.
Virginia actually really has a monopoly on the space market.
Isn't that where the most of the launches come out of?
You know what? You'd think so. But no, I think they just really needed to throw Virginia a bone.
They don't got much else. You know, you don't hear much about Virginia.
You don't hear much unless it's that you hear about it from the sense of no one's talking about it. People talk about the VA all the time, but they're not talking about Virginia.
True.
Oh, people always are like, oh, the VA, they don't give me enough money. And I'm like, well, Virginia doesn't give me money either.
So, you got a song for us, Bill?
Well, Chip, you bet I do. I don't know if you remember, but about 16 years ago, you and I were out on the beach of Jupiter. And, you know, we were playing Super Mario Smash Brothers Incorporated, and this music came through the air, and it captured my heart and soul, and we made love.
Yeah, I can recall. Well, I think I can remember that.
Yeah, it's, you know, your favorite New Year's wasn't dancing on the beach of the Rings of Jupiter?
No, it wasn't.
It was crying alone in my room.
Bill, this is getting a little too personal.
What kind of music do you listen to out when you're stopping at the rest stop? What do they have planned? What should we play?
Well, I'm going to tell you something.
All right.
Chip. I'm gonna ask you to look up a great singer-songwriter named Anna Meredith.
I already did. I got her queued up.
Okay. So there's a couple good songs. And I'm gonna need you to play the whole album. I assume you have nothing else to do. But I'm gonna I would love to hear a little ditty called Scrimshaw.
You got it.
You know, I recall hearing it on the Ides of March in George Clooney's inauguration into office.
You got it, Bill.
Right.
Well, like the film Up in the Air that starred George Clooney in 2011.
I think it was older than that, wasn't it?
2009.
Maybe.
I released this song up and above into the airwaves, where astronaut Bill will soon join the Ides of March at the rest stop. Bill,
well,
thank you so much for joining us.
Imagine that you're traveling through the ozone.
All right. We'll do that.
Right.
Thanks so much, astronaut Bill.
My pleasure.
Thank you.
and we can have it. And see if we can find out what was started. Soon we'll be coming down upon the line. Let's see if we can find out. Let's see.
Got another caller here.
Oh yeah,
Jordan, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. How's it going, guys? Oh,
We're
hey,
good.
Bosh.
You're on the air, man.
Hey, you know, I'm calling to you from the library.
Oh.
Usually you're not supposed to be on the phone in the library.
We'll make an exception this time.
I appreciate it, guys. So thanks for having me on the show. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, welcome back. It's good to have you again.
It's great to be back. I've said it before that this is pretty much the only place where I feel at home. And so I just wanted to thank you guys for that.
You know, we always love carving out a little bit of our hearths in our home for you on the air.
Yeah, and I appreciate all the carving that you do, all the different things that you've carved at different times for me.
So can you report what's going on at the Tisch Library? What's going on there tonight? Is it busy?
Yeah,
what's up?
So I'm in the basement, and I'm looking through the window here, and I see this guy drinking a coffee cup. There's a girl raising her arms. And basically just, you know, the usual thing. There is one naked bandit, sort of. It's kind of a lot to explain. Do you really want to hear?
Yeah, please.
I might have to just take a breath every now and then, but
sure.
Naked bandit, and there's some shit flinging. Oh, I'm sorry, poop flinging. I'm very sorry about that.
That's okay.
There's some poop flinging. It's sort of like unidentified brown objects kind of being thrown about by this naked bandit who's kind of running around. Very small bandit. And that's all I can really tell you at this point.
Uh-huh.
You know what I've been sort of learning is that as I've gotten older, it just seems every year that Tufts is admitting just smaller people. I think every year that just the freshmen, they just keep getting shorter.
Definitely younger. I know when I started out here, all the freshmen were my age. And now, every year, they're a little bit younger.
They seem just a little less mature.
They've been getting smaller every year, that's for sure. And I think it's actually a big issue that the university is worried about is eventually they're going to be, you know, almost nothing and then up to a point where they're actually admitting in people who are 0 inches tall.
Mm.
At which point, how do you even, you know,
how do you know
their money?
Yeah. How do you know if they're there even?
Yeah. How do you get the money out of them?
Yeah.
They can't even
squeeze the money out of with a person who's 0 inches tall.
Have you had a muffin today?
You know, I haven't had a muffin today, but I'm glad you have.
I've had a muffin, and I had my uncle Chris came by campus today, and for my birthday, dropped me off a Boston cream pie.
No kidding.
Now, Abosh, have you ever baked anything in your life?
You know, I hear the Boston cream pie is the official cream pie of the Boston Red Sox.
Yeah, I think that that's definitely a trait. They also have sort of like, you know, a state has a state bird. I think every team has an official good that they you know, give out to the people.
That's right. You gotta give the people what they want. But you asked if I've ever baked anything.
Yeah, I don't think you have.
You know, there's one thing that definitely I recall baking, but it's a little bit bad, a little bit naughty, and I don't really know if it's safe to say on the radio.
I want to hear it. I think it's okay.
All right, I'm going to go for it. I apologize to if there are any families listening, but it's called the Bad Boy Casserole, and it's a Bad Boy Casserole because it's all dessert. It's all dessert, and there's nothing in it that's, you know, my mom wouldn't let me eat it for sure. At home, I had to go to college in order to eat it.
So can you explain what goes into the Bad Boy Casserole?
Yeah, it's really bad, you guys. I feel embarrassed even saying it, but it's some graham crackers and some marshmallow and some chocolate, and you put it all together and you heat it up. And it's kind of like eating s'mores, but it's even bigger than a s'more.
Does it make you feel really bad to eat it?
Oh yeah, it makes me feel so bad.
Well, I'm really glad that you came forward about that on the air with us.
Yeah, do you think that I'm going to be wanted for that. Now that I've confessed.
I think there may be some folks out there that you may have to keep your head. You know, you may have to stay frosty on campus. There may be some people looking out for you.
Yeah, I think I'm just gonna kind of hide out in my room for a few weeks. Maybe wait until it all,
close over. Yeah, we have a lot of listeners today. We have about 9 online listeners right now that just heard that.
Well, that's great.
I can guarantee 9 pairs of ears know about the Bad
Boy
Castle.
9 pairs of ears were appalled.
Hopefully that.
Oh no, we're getting another call.
Let's see. We actually might be able to
maybe
have
two, two and one.
Let me see this now.
2-1.
Okay,
great. Hey,
WFO, you are on the air.
Can you put us both on the line?
You are.
On the line.
Oh, hello.
Is this Bill the astronaut again?
This is astronaut the Bill.
Okay. Great. So it's great to have you both with us here.
Did you say Bill or did you say Till? Because you sound like a radio personality who I remember back from the good old days, named Till Tillman.
No, I said I'm not actually, Till.
I've graduated and I actually own a salon now. It's called Tillman Salon.
Uh-huh.
That's actually a real business in South Carolina, Tillman Salon.
Oh, yeah?
So Abosh, how do you get your haircut? Yeah, so it's a good question. So usually the first thing I do is I take a trash can and put it over my head, and I just kind of let it stay there for a little bit. And then when I feel like I've gotten all the demons out, I go head out of my house, and I go to the barber, and they say, "What do you want?" And I say, "I'll take whatever you have in stock." And it ends up well.
I'm really glad that you say that, because down here, I call it the trash can man, and I got that from you.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good look, definitely. You want to look nice and a little bit trashy, so you can find that special trashy someone.
Hey, Bosh, you're in the library. You bragging?
Am I bragging?
You know, not all of us are bookies like you, little bookworms.
Yeah, that's right. I do try to acknowledge the fact that I am literate. I feel very lucky about that. Have you ever read a book?
I think that was English.
Astronaut Man? Dan?
Yeah, Astronaut Bill speaking.
Sure.
I've read a book. I actually read your latest novel on the casserole, not to bring up a sore subject.
Oh. Which one?
I think it was called, it started with Webster's, and I didn't get past the cover, but I'm pretty sure it was about your casserole.
Okay, yeah, I just had to clarify, but I just realized I didn't actually have to clarify, because I've only written just the one.
So I have a question. Are we still on the air?
You're on the air. Yeah, this is all live.
Oh, yeah.
You know, is this really a good use of the people's time?
This is called freeform radio,
yeah.
So we can get a little different on the air than most different.
Do you guys want a little traffic report from where I'm standing?
Yeah, I really do.
Please.
Yeah, so I see one car, but it's parked. other than that.
Okay, that's good.
Are we counting the parked cars? Do we want to include that one?
I want to see what are you what can you see from where you're standing?
Oh, actually, now I'm seeing
any bandits?
I'm actually seeing a police car now.
Oh no!
Hide your cell phone.
So, I'm just studying.
We live in a crime-ridden society.
Go ahead.
I am talking to the library, which is not really quite legal.
You also revealed the Bad Boy casserole.
Yes. Wow. Now I'm really worrying. Oh boy.
Do you know your rights?
Yeah, I think so. Astronaut Bill, is there any advice you could give me? I know that you've had some, you actually became an astronaut. I read in your memoir to escape from the police because you were under warrant.
Well, look, I always wanted to be a hairstylist, and the first thing that I did It was, I said, I need to make this more efficient. So I lined 10 people up in my yard. I rounded up 10 people with bushy, little, big hair. Right. And I took out my took out my lawnmower, and I went down.
Yeah.
And that's what they're telling us.
That's what we like in the capitalist economy.
Right, because the free hand of capitalism allows us to choose what is offered to us on the market. And right. if people want, that's, you know, their cuts like that, we got to give it to them.
Can I just give a little shout out to a friend of mine called Carlos Olsanovich?
Sure thing.
Because I just got a message from this good friend of mine, Carlos. And I'm just going to read it verbatim. It says, you guys are being really annoying on the uncle's RN, which I can only imagine the RN is some sort of new acronym, which means just kidding.
I don't even know what that means. I'm just going to ignore that. I don't want to know what that means. I didn't ask.
I just think it's run or ran without the vowel.
I'm going to say you guys are okay because I don't know what that means, and I'm not going to look into it.
Yeah, I'm not going to pay it much mind either. If I thought about it, I might not like it.
You know, what's rough about this timing is that this is when Desperate Housewives is on the boob tube, and I think we're really tapping into our audience here with that.
Yeah,
we could have had a better audience if the boob tube wasn't airing Desperate Housewives. I think you're right.
Right.
Anyway, we could take care of that. Change the programming on the tube.
Yeah.
How do you do that?
I think you just need to go to the church and just ask.
If you pray, anything can happen.
And you know what? Also, it just comes down to knowing the right people. I don't know many people. I don't leave my house very much, so. But I did have this one contact named Dick Hennypenny.
Dick Hennypenny. Dick Hennypenny declined to comment, actually. We tried to reach out to him.
Interesting.
He's been having a lot of... He owns quite an oil fortune right now.
Right,
and there's a little bit of a scandal going on that he's kind of very keeps to himself.
I'm down here covering it limb to limb. You hear me twice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, I've seen the bottom and top of this story, and I'm going to tell you it's not pretty.
So, if I could ask a question to Astronaut Bill, because it's not lost on me that you have a summer home down in South Carolina. And I'm just wondering, I hear they've had a drought down there, and I can't help but wonder, is it tied, does it have anything to do with the Hennypenny oil refinery?
Well, this morning I turned on my sink, and I don't know if it has to do with the giant refinery next to my house, but oil just came pouring out.
Right.
And, you know, I fed it to my kids, because what else am I going to put in their cereal?
Right.
You know, if not water.
Yeah.
I mean, you assume that what's coming out of the faucet is all right. I mean, that's, you know, that's why it's there in your house.
Yeah.
I wouldn't jump to conclusions about the refinery. I would try to get the facts first.
Yeah, I mean, we don't know what this is.
And you know what? I learned that lesson with when I had that product. I can't believe it's not butter. It's kind of reminding me of the oil situation, because I was sure it wasn't butter, but it turned out it was butter. I don't know, maybe it wasn't butter.
I had the same problem when I bought a smart car, because I was not doing well on the SATs, and I sat there trying to get better, just staring at this car, turning it on and off.
Right.
And eventually I took the SATs and I got a zero.
Yeah.
Do you think that's my fault?
They give you a couple hundred points just off the bat.
That's what they told me.
They give you like a 600 for free. You don't
they
even
told
have
told me they would give me 600 points.
That's if you buy the premium version, Xander.
If you buy the premium version of the SATs?
That's right.
College Board premium subscription.
Yeah. Did you guys do the premium or did you do the light?
I just had the trial version.
Yeah, I get that. Because you don't know if you're going to stick with it.
Right. It's 30 days free.
If you do the premium, every 2 months you get a fresh cooked pie from Mama Bear down the street.
That's a good deal.
You don't get those pies for free.
Not bad. Yeah.
Yeah.
Abosh,
I never dreamed of
the weather like
time on the radio.
This is a lot of airtime. If you guys were freelancers, you'd be making a lot of money.
Yeah,
you'd be making hundreds of dollars. You're taking up a lot of minutes here.
That's right.
Look, I would. You know, the people of Earth need to know about the Henny Penny situation. It doesn't seem like a problem, but who knows? I don't.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've looked at it limb to limb, and I haven't yet gotten them for questioning, but I'm certain that I'm not sure.
You guys want to hear a PSA? How does that sound?
Yeah, I'd like that.
Let's do a live comment of this PSA.
Sure. Yeah, I'll play... here we go. I'll play one that I... This one'll be good, probably.
Can you guys hear the radio stream?
Yeah, I think otherwise they wouldn't be able to convince.
You guys having fun?
You bet.
All right. Well, let's see.
I'm having fun, yeah.
Astronaut Bill, I think you'll like this one.
We are the explorers. Throughout our history, we have taken both small steps and giant leaps in that pursuit.
It's mostly small.
Right now, men and women are working on the next steps to go farther than we have ever gone before. We don't know what new discoveries lie ahead. But
is he talking about the new recycling plan?
We must go.
For more information about how you can support space exploration, visit supportexploration.com. A message from the Aerospace Industries Association and your spaced out friends here at WMFO in Medford.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Could I weigh in a little bit?
Yeah. Please.
Yes. So I'm familiar with that ad. I actually worked on the Henny Penny campaign. I actually am in cozy with the Henny Pennies. And they put that one together. And they're doing this new space exploration thing, which is really brilliant because it turns out plenty of dinosaurs died on Mars. And there's a lot of good oil up there that we can bring back down here and burn. And make a pretty penny.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'll tell you from the, you know, do you want to hear my side of the story or are you just going to accept that?
I'm open to it.
You know, I don't want to throw any nails at the wall.
Yeah.
But that guy who voiced it, he's a little dim. He's a little dim. And I'm going to tell you why. I went to Space Academy with him, SpaceX, I heard of it.
Sure.
And every day I'd wake up and he'd smack me in the face 1, 2, 3 times. 1, 2, 3, every morning.
Right.
And then he would yell in my ear, "You're not good enough." And every morning I would hug him and kiss his little ruddy cheeks. And he was right. And he's going up on this radio station just so you would play that for me today. So, Jerry, if you're out there, you know, I send my love.
You know, without getting into the backstory too much, that, you know, that guy, Jerry, the way you described him reminds me a lot of my dad, the way that he taught me to carve a pumpkin, cut a slab of ribs, all of the above, you know.
How did that work?
You know,
that education.
I didn't want to get too much into it a family secret. We keep it a secret.
So no, I think the listeners really do want to hear about that, if possible. Okay.
Yeah, well, my dad told me not to tell anyone, but here goes. The way that you carve a pumpkin is you cut a hole around the top, around the stem, and then you take that out. You reach your hand in and start to carve out the goop, and then your dad says, "Son, you're doing it wrong. Go to your room." And you say, "Dad, not again. I was just in my room." And he says, "I said march, young man." And you say, "But Dad, what about carving this pumpkin? I thought we were going to finally do something together." And he says, "No, son, no. Go to your room, and when you come out, it'll be done." And when you come out of your room the next day, there's no pumpkin anymore. It's in the trash.
Can I ask the listeners a question?
Yeah.
How does this haircut look?
Did you think of that because we're talking about pumpkins?
Because I always throw my haircut in the trash, and you made me think about that.
That's a good point. That's always the first step to a good haircut.
Was the ribs different? How you cut a plate of ribs, or is it basically the same kind of scenario?
It's about the same. It's about the same.
Well,
is your
boys,
dad a good man? Is he a holy man?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Daddy, yes. Yeah.
Does he wake up and turn on the faucet into his Wheaties, and what does he do next?
We had plenty of cereal with oil. My dad usually starts the day with a shave, and then he sits on the couch, and He watches his programs, and that's it. He tells me to go away.
Can I get a song request?
Yeah.
What do we want to hear today?
Yeah. Well, in this holy nation we call Earth, I wouldn't hate hearing the song that sent me out of this atmosphere, "Star Spangled Banner."
It's not going to happen.
From the Martian songbook?
Like the film?
No. I'm talking about the culture.
Oh, like the culture of Martians.
That's right.
The Martian culture.
That's right. Oh, you know, I actually do have a song I'd like to recommend. Oh,
okay.
You know, you'd have to find it on YouTube. I don't think it's in the song dictionary. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's called Salome by David Liebhardt.
Okay.
Can you do that for me?
You got that?
Let's see.
How do you spell Salome? That sounds a little rough.
I think that's S-A-L-O-M-E.
Yeah.
David Liebhardt.
Yeah, I got it.
He's got a puppet.
Yeah, I got it. All right. Thank you both for joining us.
All right, thank you so much for having me. Have a good one, Astronaut Bill.
Yeah, you too.
Today we're going to teach you a lesson that we're not alone in the universe. They have humanoids that are living among us, and they're from another star.
Tell me the name of those critters.
My favorite race is called the Carinians. When they say hello and goodbyes, they say Salome. Salome. And I just made up a song about it. Can I learn that song? You sure can. It's going to the light until we meet again. That's what the Carinians say again and again. Knowledge is power. It grows like a flower. Going to the light until we meet again. That's what the Carinians say again and again. Light years and light years, try not to shed no tears. Salome, 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 Salome.